This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Billy Kid Show recap for Monday, September 26th.
So not much to talk about with the Buffalo Bills after that game yesterday. So let's talk about the Super Bowl instead. How about that? Now, there was rumors floating around last week that Taylor Swift was going to be the halftime performer. And she jumped on it pretty quick saying, nope, not me, which I thought was kind of funny because usually she likes to squeeze every drop of publicity out of stuff. I don't mean that in a bad way. She's really good at it, right? So she stepped up and said, not me. So we found out today who is going to be performing, and that person is Rihanna. Don't know who else is going to be with her, if anybody else. But remember back in 2019, they asked her to be the performer for the halftime show at the Super Bowl, and she said no thanks. She did it out of solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. So I'm not sure what changed between then and now, but Rihanna is officially on board to be the halftime performer. So for people who aren't familiar with her, full disclosure, I know like two songs that she's got, but she is huge in the pop and the R&B world. 250 million records sold worldwide. She ranks as one of the best-selling female artists ever. Rihanna last performed, this is the part I find interesting about all this, last time she was on a stage was at the Grammy Awards in 2018. It has been a hot minute since Rihanna has had a microphone in her hand in front of people. The Super Bowl is going to take place at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona on February 12th. If you're driving past the airport or maybe you're rolling through downtown and you see the county office building, it's going to look a little different for a couple of days because it's going to be bathed in red light. And the airport installed that really cool canopy out in front, you know, where you get in and out of the airport. And they often change the colors to match the time of year. You know, they go pink for Valentine's Day and green and red for Christmas. Well, this week it's going to be red. And they are lighting up the county office building as well in red to honor a 20-year Rochester Fire Department veteran. His name is Elvis Reyes. Decorated firefighter, did a ton for the community outside of the fire department as well. He passed away last week following complications after having surgery, and the county just thought it would be a nice way to memorialize him and say thank you for your service. So when you're driving past the airport and you see the red, or the county office building and see the red, that's what it's all about. So I read this article today that one of the big influences for Star Wars is retiring. And that influence would be James Earl Jones. Big time actor, he has been the voice of Darth Vader for 45 years. But according to Vanity Fair, James, who is in his 90s, I need to note here, says he's done. He needs to slow down, he needs to wind down the career and enjoy some life outside of the movie world. So Darth Vader isn't going away, the character. That's not happening. And now the voice is going to live on literally forever because James has signed off on Lucasfilms using the old recordings of his voice to recreate new creations down the road for whatever they need through artificial intelligence. So Lucasfilm is using a Ukrainian company called ReSpeecher, and they use AI to create new conversations from old voice recordings. And ReSpeecher has already been in the movies and specifically Star Wars stuff. Remember, if you were watching the Book of Boba Fett, the Disney series, Luke Skywalker was in that as young Luke Skywalker. And they recreated his voice as a young version of him using the same technology. And they did the same thing for the Darth Vader character that you saw in the Obi-Wan Kenobi series as well. So James has been voicing Darth Vader since the original Star Wars in 1977. James says, I'm done being Darth Vader. So shopping over the weekend, I'm sure you've seen videos of people just berating employees at a store, right? These poor people make minimum wage. They're on their feet for hours at a time and have to deal with jerks quite often. So I'm walking out of the store, and this is one of those stores where they ask to see your receipt. It's not every time. It's most of the time, but you know, you always have the receipt in your hand. So the guy who's literally two steps ahead of me is freaking out at the girl who asked to see his receipt. So she hands him the receipt back, and he literally rips it out of her hand, and her arm goes flying at the same time. So I step up. I was like, "You okay?" And she's like, yeah, don't worry about it. And, you know, she checks my receipt. Have a good day. Polite as can be. And that just made my blood boil. So I catch up to the guy walking out, and I said, "Hey." He turns around and go, "Why did you treat her like that?" And I swear, hand to God, that is exactly the tone I had. It was what? I go, "Why did you treat that girl like that back there? She didn't ask for that." "Well, they followed me around the store, and then they want to see my receipt." That's why he was so angry. And I said, "And?" He said, "I'm sick of it." I said, "Dude, they're watching everybody. They get robbed blind. And if you don't like the fact they're trying to stop people from stealing, how about shop somewhere else? Nobody deserves to be treated the way you treated that girl." And went back and forth as we were walking to our cars. Neither of us cussed at each other, which was, I was shocked at that. And then after I got my car, I'm like, man, that's a great way to get shot. I should probably not do that.
Thanks for listening to the Billy Kid Show Recap.
If you haven't done so yet, download the Odyssey app, search for Billy Kid Show Recap, and click the follow button.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.